News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government is expected to appoint a Caribbean Community CARICOM Review Commission aimed at positioning the country to take full advantage of benefits under the organization. In making the announcement, Prime Minister Andrew Holness urged local entrepreneurs and members of the business community to embrace the CARICOM market and the opportunities it provides.
I think the time has come for Jamaica to fully assess the benefits, opportunities, and challenges of CARICOM, and to assert ourselves in such a way that Jamaica gets the benefit of CARICOM.
Mr. Holness was speaking at SEPRA's equipment unveiling and factory tour at International Biscuits Limited in Kingston last Wednesday. He says the government will become more assertive in its efforts to facilitate access for Jamaican producers to the common markets within the region. Preliminary assessments have revealed that 200 acres of banana have been affected in the eastern section of the island following several days of heavy rains. General Manager of the All Island Banana Growers Association, Donald Elvey, says 100 acres of the crop have been destroyed, with farmers in the Rio Grande Valley being the worst affected.
70 farmers were affected by the recent flood conditions, flood and wind, and losses were estimated between 50 and 70 million Jamaican dollars. Most of the damage was up in the Rio Grande Valley, with the district of Seaman's Valley, Windsor, affected the most.
The remaining 100 acres of banana have varying levels of damage, such as leaching of nutrients, silting of drains, erosion, and breaking down of plants. Mr. Elvey says the farmers will need assistance to resuscitate the sector. 514 farm workers will leave the island for Washington State in the United States this month to work on the Geber's apple and cherry farms under the Overseas Employment Program. The laborers are expected to spend 6 months working in the apple and cherry orchards and will return in November. Minister of Labor and Social Security Shahini Robinson says Geber's farms is expected to expand its operations, which could see more Jamaicans being employed to the facility.
I spoke to them about expanding the program, and they have reassured us that maybe in another 2 years they'll be able to take even more workers. It's a program that we will see incremental increase in.
The Labour Minister says the United States employers are satisfied with the professionalism of the Jamaican farm workers and are looking forward to a continued partnership. Mrs. Robinson was speaking last Wednesday at the handover of a check valued at $2,500 by Geber's Farms to a local charity organization. And government is to spend $361 million this fiscal year under the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP, to improve energy efficiency and conservation within the public sector. The money to be provided through the Consolidated Fund has been allocated in the 2016-17 estimates of expenditure, now before the House of Representatives. Targets this fiscal year include the complete retrofitting of 11 facilities with new and efficient air conditioning units and application of solar control film to the head office of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. To date, entities such as the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, Kingston Public and Victoria Jubilee Hospitals, among others, have realized savings under the EECP. The EECP is being implemented by the Energy, Science and Technology Ministry. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Livestush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org